This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. If the theory of evolution is true, then the Bible is false. Jehovah God is a myth. Christianity is a vain religion. There is absolutely no objective basis for moral conduct, and there is nothing immortal about man. These are strong, serious charges, but those who advocate evolution must be willing to accept the consequences of their theory. It should be clear to everyone who knows anything about evolution in the Bible that the two are contradictory. The Bible declares that God, by supernatural means, created the world and that He made man in His own image. Evolution disagrees, saying that everything came into its present form by strictly natural causes. Hence, if evolution is true, the Bible is false. It must also follow that if the Bible is false, the God of the Bible is a myth. Nothing can be known about the nature and character of the Almighty except what we read in Scripture. While we may see evidence of God in nature, we cannot from nature alone perceive the character of God. That can be learned only from the Bible. But if the Bible is false when it says that God created all things, it cannot be trusted to give us any accurate information about God Himself. You no doubt already see the implication this would have so far as Jesus Christ is concerned. If we cannot be sure about God the Father, we certainly cannot be sure about His Son. Besides, some of the great passages which explain the redemptive work of Christ, such as the 5th chapter of Romans, would have no meaning if evolution were true. That passage shows how grace overcame the effect of Adam's transgression. But evolution asserts that Adam never actually existed. We also charge evolution with removing the foundations of morality. A number of years ago, it was reported that a young boy was kidnapped and killed in what his murderers defended as being no more than a scientific experiment. They argued that killing a boy was no worse than killing a bug. Well, if evolution is right, so were those killers. If human life is just an advanced form of animal life, what would be the difference? It would be as right to kill a man as a pig, if evolution is correct. Finally, notice that evolutionists must reject belief in the immortality of man's spirit. The Bible teaches that we differ from beasts in that we alone of God's earthly creation have an immortal spirit. Ecclesiastes 3:21 speaks of the spirit of man that goeth upward and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth. But if evolution is true, at what point in the transition from animal to human did man develop a soul? Actually, there is no consistent way for an evolutionist to believe in the soul. Evolution is rank materialism. It is altogether opposed to Christian faith. Do not be hoodwinked into thinking that the theory of evolution, which is being taught to your children and grandchildren through a variety of means and methods, is just a harmful discovery of science. It is not science at all, but pseudoscience, false science. It is one of atheism's most vicious weapons, and unless it is refuted, many more will lose faith in God. The first verse of Scripture sets the stage for all that follows in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. If we reject this truth, we must be willing to accept all the other disastrous consequences that will surely follow.